Gold IRA Overview, Why Gold and Why Now? Prior to the crash of 2008, a typical American would be perfectly happy in adding stocks, bonds and certificates to their retirement account. The markets were buoyant and paper assets were performing strongly, growing that all-important retirement nest egg. Indeed, that same typical American wouldn't consider adding anything more unusual to their retirement account than shares in a few blue-chip companies, and in most cases their account custodians wouldn't have allowed them to anyway. Sure, there were wild-card investors who wanted to balance their retirement basket and they'd add property and other real assets such as gold and silver to a self-directed account. But they were in a tiny minority. If you ask Joe Normal if he had gold in his IRA, he'd look at you like you were crazy. He had stocks, shares, mutual funds and certificates like everyone else. Why would anyone want to self-direct their retirement fund anyway? Gold IRA companies. After all, the banks and those professional investors we pay so handsomely were running everything nicely, and it's always much easier to sit back and let someone else take control. Why rock the boat? Paper assets were where it was at and everyone was an expert in a rising market. That is, until the crash came. Overnight, trillions of dollars were wiped off the financial markets and millions of Americans saw over half the value in their 401k or IRA vanish into thin air. If they'd been planning on retiring in the next few years, their lifetime of hard work would have been vaporized by forces outside their control. Indeed, things got very hard for these ordinary men and women. For some it meant financial ruin and for many others it meant a difficult choice of having to work long past that planned retirement or burdening their children with additional financial liability. The big-name experts were horrified. Nobody saw this coming. Except this wasn't strictly true. There had been a handful of vocal commentators and financial advisors warning of an impending implosion. A similar group of crazies to those mad, bad and dangerous to know folks who'd been adding gold and silver to their IRAs. Which is funny, because those crazy experts were advising anyone who'd listen to get out of paper assets, get out of real estate, and to buy gold and silver. So how did the crazies fare? While the markets crashed and burned, gold saw massive growth. A $33,000 gold IRA taken out in 2001 would have been worth $175,155 by 2013, while a paper-backed account would have struggled to $42,570 as the markets began a slow recovery. Bear in mind that thanks to inflation, by 2013 you'd have needed $43,432 to achieve the same spending power as the original $33,000 in 2001. Meaning the stock market investment would have made an overall loss. A loss, versus a 430% profit with gold. Gold IRA versus FTSE 100. Why? Because gold typically acts as hedge against market volatility. The ultra-rich have been using gold to protect their wealth for generations, it's just nobody told the little man. Well, nobody except those much-derided contrarian analysts. You see, they'd been advising people to buy gold when they saw what the markets were doing, when they saw what are now acknowledged to be unsustainable levels of borrowing and watched dangerous bubbles spreading across multiple markets at the same time. Those that listened, and those with financial advisors worth paying for, took the opportunity to buy precious metals while they were still priced low. Indeed, gold had effectively been shunned by the regular investor, sitting unloved in a low $300s for years, making gold a true bargain basement investment. As the crisis broke, institutional investors were first to run for safe haven assets like gold, creating demand that caused gold prices to rise. When the mainstream media picked up on this, people began to flock to this exciting, rising commodity, and its price rose more and more rapidly. Gold became the investment. Companies sprang up touting its sparkle to new investors, and as the price rose to ever-dizzying heights, fortunes were made overnight. It was a literal gold rush, and those once crazy owners of self-directed gold IRAs? Those who were first in? They did exceptionally well. Any losses in the paper asset sections of their IRA had been more than made up for by gold's stunning performance. Gold did exactly what gold does best. It hedges risk and protects wealth. But even gold can't protect against greed and bad advice, which saw far too many retail investors clamber into the now vigorous gold market, creating unsustainable conditions leading to a bubble forming, and an inevitable correction. Those investors who'd been last to the party, those who saw others making fortunes and threw the whole farm into gold hoping to strike it rich, got hurt. Early investors would still be in substantial profit, but the last in? They saw a loss causing them to curse gold and all it stands for. And so gold began another period in the wilderness, unloved and once again mocked, with a price bumping along neither going up nor down. Which brings us to present day. Paper assets are at an all-time high. National debt is at an all-time high. House prices are at an all-time high. Those unsustainable loans and leveraged trades that were blamed for the 2008 crisis? All-time high. Gold, meanwhile, is just sitting there, still out of favor, its price still relatively static, and if you consider that silver and gold are barely trading for what it costs to mine and refine them, you'd perhaps even see them as a bargain. You wouldn't be alone. Once again, the ultra-wealthy, those contrarians and a number of big investment funds with an eye to the future are very quietly buying as much gold as they can. Billions of dollars in gold are being bought every day. Mints and refineries across the world are working 24/7 to meet demand. And somehow, all this time, despite growing warnings, the masses are still jumping into stocks, still buying at record highs. It doesn't take a genius to see what's about to happen. Or to see the wise and the wealthy positioning themselves for the inevitable. Thankfully, this time round there are a lot more crazies adding gold to their self-directed IRAs. Hopefully you'll join them. If not, don't say we didn't warn you.